Just over 10 years ago, we began to hear the music of Matt Maher on the radio. Recently, we talked with Matt and asked him how he'd contrast his personal life then and how it is now.
Oh, wow. I would say it was less crowded. I have three kids now, and I'm married to a beautiful woman, but she doesn't crowd me at all. The kids don't either. They're under six, three kids under six, so it's a little bit crazy right now. Some days it's like herding cats, but it's great. My goodness, what an incredible journey my life has been. I think, you know, hopefully my life has just continued to be small, broken, frail example of grace, doing what grace can do in the life of one individual. And it's had plenty of highs, plenty of lows. Hasn't been perfect by any stretch, but it's been full. Oh, my goodness, hopefully I've changed. Hopefully I'm more patient. Hopefully I'm more generous with my time with people that deserve it. Hopefully my life looks completely different, and the only thing that remains the same is Jesus.
So, Matt, who makes up the members of your household?
Well, my wife, Kristen. We've been married 7 years. My oldest son's name is Connor. My middle child's name is Rowan. And our youngest is Callum. And we also have a small dog named Oliver, or Ollie for short.
We've been watching the chilly weather conditions. Has this winter impacted your family?
Of course. We've been stuck in a house for a week. You ask any parent when they how they're feeling when the school days keep getting canceled. You're like simultaneously excited and you let out a huge sigh at the same time. Yeah, I mean, the weather has been pretty crazy, but it's been great. I mean, in the sense of, like, I finally got to go sliding with the two oldest, which is pretty great, you know. And I think that's the thing about the wintertime. It is this time when you make very specific memories. So that's been great. It's been a little bit challenging, like I said, in the sense of after 5 days, you start to get a bit of cabin fever. We had an added dimension, too, because the heater broke on one of the AC units in the house. So the downstairs of the house was like 58 degrees at one point. I mean, I'm from Canada, so that's called summer. So any excuse to wear more layers of clothing, I'm a fan of. I lived in Phoenix for 18 years. So at this point, once it goes over 80, 85 degrees, it starts triggering stressful moments in a 120-degree car in the month of August.
Your album Echoes, released last year, were there any life events that influenced any of the songs on that project?
I mean, last year for everybody, it felt like was a hard year. 2017 was just a rough year. For me, I'd started making this record, and about 2 months into the process of making it, my father fell ill and subsequently passed away really quickly. And that really colored and changed the course and direction of the record. Originally, that album was really going to explore the nature of protest and what does it mean to sort of stand up for things that you believe in. It kind of took a turn when my dad died, because I realized that the thing that we all face as people, sort of irregardless of your background or what you believe, is suffering. And it's kind of an inescapable part of the human condition. And so the record really became sort of a list of declarations in the face of human suffering, really inspired by what I went through with losing my father.
You have a tour coming up very soon to the Pacific Northwest. So what can we expect?
Well, I mean, a lot of it's going to be sharing some of this new record. Echoes, really proud of it. Haven't really had a chance to kind of tour the album yet. So excited to do that.
Surely my God is strength of my soul. Your love defends me. Your love defends me.
New music to people, as well as songs that people know. You know, it's just me and my band.
Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you.
So, and I'm excited about that. I had so many people say over the years, well, we saw you, you know, play with Toby Mac, or we saw you on the road show, or we saw you on this thing, but you only played for 20 minutes, and this is like 90. So you're going to get a lot of me. Hopefully my songs create an environment where people can have an encounter with God and leave encouraged and refreshed.
And all the people-